It's Hooray for Coaches Day. Today we are looking at some of the great people in our community who keep our local sports going smoothly. One of those individuals is Jeff Short, president of Simcoe Minor Baseball. Jeff, I guess the first question is just what got you into coaching to begin with?
My big thing was I had a lot of really good coaches growing up. Once I kind of got out of playing, or if I was playing as well as coaching a little bit when I first started, I had a coach when I was younger that once I kind of stopped playing, I helped him coach. And then I just took some time off, and then I had kids. And then obviously once you have kids, you know, you can either choose to help or you can sit on the sidelines and not help. So I decided to help.
What do you think it is about the community that seems to embrace baseball so much? It seems like no matter where I go out on a weekend, the diamonds are just packed across Simcoe, especially.
Right. Yeah. So I think a lot of it is just our volunteer force. I think that leadership, I think at the top has been very important. We have a great core of volunteers, obviously, that do a lot of the heavy lifting. But we could also obviously use way more. Yeah, we make it work for the kids, and you know, and I think that's part of why we're successful with our teams as well as numbers, as you suggested, just because of the hard work of those people.
Are there any special moments that stand out for you?
Yeah, so I guess off the top of my head, there's a couple. So with my oldest age group, who the 18U team that I'm now the assistant coach for, I was the head coach of that team for a lot of years. And Brian Auld is now the head coach of that team. So he came on in Minor Mosquito with that age group. And we ended up winning. That was the first year we won a Baseball Ontario Championship. So that one was pretty special. It was the first time Simcoe Minor Baseball had ever had a Minor Mosquito team, which is now 10U. And then the other kind of, like, I took over the 13U team this year. And you know, we've had a very successful season. We play in the ICBA league, where, you know, we're playing all these AAA teams. And, so our record was not very good in the ICBA league for the regular season, but we went in three tournaments this year and we won all of them going undefeated.
What would you say to someone who's thinking about helping out, but they're sitting on the fence?
Yeah, I would say there's always something that you can do, right? As little or as big as you want to do. Whether it's like, especially in baseball, there's so many things that you can help with. You know, you can be on the field as a coach. You can do pitch counting, which is literally just ticking, you know, how many times a player throws the ball, right? You can do scorekeeping. When we host tournaments, we have volunteers for that doing pitch counting, scorekeeping, concession, you know. So I would just say the biggest thing is, you know, it can be very, very rewarding to help, right? And that would be what I would, and I do say to people, well, I don't know if I can do this. Well, you know, once you get into it and then you see the benefit that the kids get from it, you know, that's where the rewarding part comes in.
Thank you so much for stopping by.